This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. John, before we get into diversity, I just heard at the top of the hour news that the Senate, that'd be the U.S. Senate, is preparing to vote on some bills, two by the Dems, two by the Republicans. And it's about preventing the villagers from buying a gun. And they think that they need to stop us from buying a gun should they consider that it's possible that we might use that gun in terrorism. So now were restricted based on their thoughts. Actually, it's worse than that. It's their thoughts based on what they think we might be thinking. Now, how do they know? How do they know? And how many nonviolent people will be prevented from protecting themselves because the thugs in Congress want to confiscate, ban, and reduce the number of guns that we have to protect ourselves from, like who? That'd be them, right? What do you think, John?
I think we covered that a bit last hour. You know, liberals are mentally ill, and you know what we have in the District of Criminals is a lot of liberal, mentally and spiritually ill people. And the problem is they think they're the normal ones, and that we're the sick ones. And we also had a chance to cover what gun control results in. And when the guns are taken away, if you're still, you know, crazy enough to disagree with the Ministry of Truth, that's when it starts getting deadly for the people.
And one more nail in the coffin of making us dumb down even more is a link that you called Dropping Math for Diversity. Dropping Math for Diversity. Gosh.
Yeah. You know, we talked about Generation Snowflake last week and how they have a hard time dealing with real life. And we've talked about how student debt is up. I think it's like $1.3 trillion now. So these young people are going into debt that they may never be able to repay. They can't just charge with bankruptcy. And the degrees are fairly worthless already. It's hard for them to find a job. Many of them are still living with mommy and daddy. And if that's not bad enough, we now have Wayne State dropping their math requirement, which is probably college algebra that these kids should have learned in high school. And the discussion is that they want to replace it with a new diversity course. Golly.
John, reading, writing, arithmetic, history, science, those are required to get through life. Let me give you an example. So a person says, you know what, I want to scrub the bathroom tile floor. I'll put some ammonia in there. I'll put some chlorine in there. And we'll get it done twice as fast. And what happens, and never do that, class, never do what I just mentioned. Because the fumes are toxic. That would be chemistry. And so you need to know about chemistry. You need to know that, you know, water boils at a higher temperature under pressure so that you understand how your radiator in your car works. You need to know about temperature and pressure to cook. We need to have a basic understanding of science, history so we don't repeat the bad parts, math so we can estimate. I mean, if you don't know math, if you don't understand numbers, you can't even go shopping. Because you might spend more digits than you have. John, I can't believe this. This is the dumbest thing I've heard in a long time. But it's Wayne State University in Detroit. Now, Detroit used to be something that we'd look up to. I mean, that was Motor City. Now it's a dump. They're talking about bulldozing buildings because they can't afford to look at them. They can't afford the maintenance of the underground water supply, the electric supply, the streetlights. So just let's bulldoze buildings. That's Detroit. So that's where we want to take our cue from, Detroit. Those are the guys that polluted our water supply. Detroit. Unbelievable. Boy. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, just didn't know that one should have gone into the button pusher category.
All right, I got to be careful how I say what I'm going to say next. So I was consulting for a school district, and they had all these statues of black people, a whole bunch of them, all lined up like these 1 foot tall statues in the library of a high school. And I said to the librarian, "Wow, I've never seen so many statues like that. Who are they?" And she said, "Well, we're teaching Black History Month." I said, "Well, there are only black ones there. I don't see any white ones or red ones or yellow ones. They only come in black?" So what about just teaching history? Just history. Inclusive of black, white, red, and yellow. What about that? How about teaching all history instead of having a separate amount of history, a whole month, for just blacks? And doesn't that make blacks feel separate rather than included? How about including everybody in history? All the races. How about that? I'm glad I don't teach anymore.
Well, speaking of history, the first link in Hour 2, giant finds.
Yeah.
And you might wonder, why did I, you know, with everything going on, why would I put this in here? And the title of the article is Giant Axes and Hammers Baffle the Experts. And you can see the first picture has some of these large items. Whether they were used as axes or spearheads, can't say for sure, but they're bigger than this man's hand that you see in the picture. Some of them considerably so. And as you scroll down, probably about third of the way, you see these large battle axes, which you know, when you look at today's people, to try and even use those in battle, they're just too big. You couldn't wield them. But, you know, we go back to Genesis. There were giants in the earth those days and even afterwards. But the problem is that we can't teach that history. Because if we teach that history, then it shows the Bible to be true, and we certainly can't have that. And this kind of goes hand in hand with the research that's been done on some of those elongated skulls in South America. There's actually a couple of different efforts that went on almost the same time. So you've got people like Elie Marzulli and Steve Quayle You can follow both of their websites, and I think both are getting close to releasing that information. But they were able to get a hold of some DNA samples from the legitimate skulls, and they discovered DNA that is not found in humans anywhere. So it's interesting, and like I say, it shows that there's a lot more to the Bible than just myth and fiction. And if that's true, then it lends credence to the rest of it being true as well. And of course, as we see more and more today, everything but Christianity is being allowed. Vincent,
I'm looking at the first part of a video, and it says Nephilim, the giants in the Bible, and there's a woman, and I would say she's typical height. She's got a hat on. She's standing next to one of these axes, battle axes. And the axe is twice as tall as she is. The axe is almost three times, the axe blade is almost three times the width of her shoulders. These are huge. John, I think if we were going to carry one of these, just, you know, pick it up and carry it, it'd take both of us to carry it. Forget swinging it, just carrying it. And there's a hammer in this post. The hammer is huge. The hammer, it's a 60-pound sledgehammer. There's no way that you can hold a 60-pound sledgehammer with one hand, at least no one I know, and use it. A 10-pound sledgehammer is heavy. You know, we have sledgehammers on the farm, and they're no fun. A 10-pound sledgehammer is hard to use, at least for me. You know, use one of those for a half hour and you're shot. And these spear tips, if they're spear tips, I mean, I'm just trying to get the size. One, two, three, four. The width of four hands. That's huge. How do you carry a spear like that on the end of a stick? It's like putting a bowling ball on the end of a stick and calling that a spear, except it's shaped differently. The weight would probably be similar. Amazing. Captain John Reagan.
Good luck teaching that in history and science.
Well, yeah. Yeah, right. All right, we'll be right back. And class, go to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Is Microsoft marijuana tracking coming up, John? Is that next?
Yeah, yes, it is.
There you go. Microsoft tracking marijuana. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, John, Microsoft is interested in marijuana tracking. Please tell us about that.
And I'm sure we've got people on both sides of the marijuana issue, whether or not it should be legal, and that's not the point here. Microsoft is selling cloud software, meaning that it's on their computers, so that marijuana firms can be have the drugs tracked from seed to sale. And I saw those words, tracked from seed to sale, and thought, oh my, how long before they do this to regular agriculture and your food is tracked from seed to sale, just like I've been talking about.
It's outrage. Absolute outrage. Tracking these, Norm Shealy, I asked Dr. Norman Shealy, medical doctor, are these politicians defective? Mentally defective. And he said, yes, they are mentally defective. They want to know everything about what we do. They want to know what we think. They want to know what we're going to think. And they want to arrest us for what we might think later on. These guys are the terrorists. They are the terrorists. They've got people afraid to move. They've destroyed manufacturing in this country. EPA, OSHA. Wow. I mean, I think there should be rules about safety. I think we shouldn't pollute the air, the water, the environment. I think we should be responsible stewards of the planet. But these guys want to know everything about everything. act in outrage. Please continue.
And what's really crazy, I think last I saw, Congress has a 6% approval rating, and I haven't done thorough research, but I've seen articles where two Republicans and one Democrat failed to secure their seat for reelection. So for the most part, we're going to get the same Congress that we had before, and so nothing's changing.
John, I can't tell you how many people I talk to, and they say, you know, the Senate is corrupt, Congress is corrupt, but not my guy. My guy's good. My guy's good. How can everybody's guy be good when we have a 6% approval rating on these thugs? And we have to stop respecting them. And by the way, that's what they demand. These people who run for office, these politicians, the one thing they absolutely, positively cannot stand is if you disrespect them. They hate it. They literally hate it. And so if you go to a meeting, I think protocol for our team should be body language. If you happen to go to a meeting, cross your arms. Stand there like you're not conning me. I don't believe a word you're saying. And as David Zuniga says, stop calling them honorable. They're not honorable. They're liars, cheats, thieves, pedophiles, transvestites, homos. They are like the worst society has to offer. I'm talking about people who call themselves politicians. Look at Bill Clinton. Monica Lewinsky was furious with Bill Clinton because he was seeing another woman on the side of 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 her. Gosh. And Hillary's, you know, with another woman. Gosh. And this team is running for office, the highest office in the on the planet. I'm sorry.
Well, I guess some good news in that respect. And the third link under hour two, here's the preview. The trajectory of Venezuelan hyperinflation looks frighteningly familiar. And when you scroll down a little bit, you'll see the graph that has Weimar Germany hyperinflation from 1918 to 1923 and how it's stacking up against Venezuela. And I'll discuss that a little bit when we get back.
Yeah, let's do that. And let's talk about something costs $10 today. What's it going to cost by the end of the year, or at the beginning of the year, 2016? What would it cost at the end of the year? And in 2017, it's staggering. You're not going to believe it.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD, of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Let's just have a couple very quick announcements. Let's see, on Saturday, the 25th of this month, and Sunday, that's this weekend, a number of your instructors will be at the RK Prepper Show in Springfield, Missouri, at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. That's this Saturday and Sunday, June 25 and 26th. And I'll be speaking with Rick Miller, Matt Stein. We're all on the same stage. There are three stages, but the three of us from USA Prepares will be on one stage. And I think you're going to have a great time. I'm posting right now the latest link to the website, usaprepares.com, on page one. and it will tell you more about the event. It'll be a link to take you right to the Arcade Prepper Show's link. And if you'd like, there's a $2 coupon. You can find that on the Internet. And also on Saturday, there's an event that we're hosting. USA Prepares. I'll be hosting this event. And that's at Jimmy's Egg in Springfield, Missouri on Battlefield Road. 6 o'clock on Saturday after the RK Prepper Show. A number of us from USA Prepares will be getting together. We're going to have dinner together. It's a Dutch treat. You'll be able to have dinner for less than $10 at Jimmy's Egg. Jimmy's Egg in Springfield. There are two Jimmy's Eggs, so you want the one on Battlefield Road. And we're going to start like 5 or 6 o'clock. We'll get there and right after the Arcade Prepper Show. And we're going to have dinner, and you'll hear us make our comments on all kinds of things. So if you want to hear Matt Stein, Rick Miller, and me, and others, what we might have to say, we'd love to see you. That's instructors are invited, students are invited, and guests. And if you could send me an email, I'd appreciate it. Vincent@usaprepares.com. Vincent@usaprepares. Put USA Prepares Reunion in the subject line, and let me know about how many people will be coming with you, okay? That way we can let the restaurant know. That's what Jimmy said. John Reagan?
So we're talking about hyperinflation, and for those of you that do have the chart there, that top value is $1 trillion, as opposed to the one at the bottom. It goes all the way up. You know, through the units, through the thousands, through the millions, through the billions, all the way through $1 trillion. And the curve that you see is the Weimar Germany hyperinflation. And when you look at that curve, it's not entirely smooth. You see three bumps in it. The first one between year two, year three. And when I'm looking at comparing that to what we're seeing, I'm thinking that bump is where we saw quantitative easing and zero interest rates. And that has kept things going, at least in terms of Wall Street and the big banks. And we've been muddling along for a little bit, and they stopped doing that. And then, you know, back in about mid-2014 is when we started seeing deflation and negative interest rates start kicking in. So I kind of take that as the second bump that you see right above the year four bar there. And, you know, things go along, and then you see another little bump. I can't tell you exactly what that one is, but I think that's the one that's coming next for us. I can't say when it will be, and a good chance that it's this year. It could be anything from the stock market to the bond market to you know, European banks failing. We'll all know what it is when it happens, but more than likely we won't be able to put that piece of the picture in place until it happens. And more than likely, I'd say if it's totally planned like and controlled, it will happen on a Friday afternoon. And you know, I hope you have some money on the side that's not in the bank, because your ATMs more than likely won't work that weekend. And if you see that little bump there, you notice there's still a few months left in normalcy, because whatever happens, they're going to have a reaction to. But at that point, the events are outside of their control, and all that's left is to kick in the rest of that hyperinflation there. And again, I only see two ways out. We're going to have a crash, which is what happened there. The question is, does that end up with war like it did then, or does this end up with a totally controlled worldwide, you know, one world government, one world currency, with all the lovely spy tech we've been talking about? Vincent?
John, I'm looking at, according to the IMF's latest April projections, it says Venezuela will finish 2016 with an inflation rate of 481%. Would you share with our class today, if something costs a dollar right now, what's it going to cost at the end of 2016 with 481% inflation?
When you have 100% inflation, that means your price doubles. So 200 is triple. 300, 400. So you're talking about, let's just make it 500 for easy discussion. A 500% rate means that you're talking about six times the price. So if something costs you a dollar, say a Coke in the Coke machine, expect that to cost $6.
All right. And then let's talk about 2017. The projected inflation rate in Venezuela, 1,642%. So if something costs a dollar now, by the end of next year, what are we looking at?
1,600, again, it would be like 17 times. So $1 would be 17.
So I'm thinking, if a set of tires costs $100, by the end of next year, it would cost $1,700. But you can't buy a set of tires for $100. It's close to, well, for our trucks, it's close to $1,000. So we're talking about $17,000 for a set of tires. Is that right, John? If they cost $1,000 today?
I guess the good news out of all this is everybody will be a millionaire. The bad news is you need to be a trillionaire to have a middle-class income.
John, as we look at this, how do we deal with this? How do we deal? If you know inflation is coming, if you know shortages are coming, well, they're here in Venezuela, but if you know they're going to get worse, what do you do? What do you recommend they do?
It's like what we've seen is the availability of food has gotten worse and worse as time goes on. And that's with the rest of the world still being normal. Now imagine the rest of the world's no longer normal. There is no world supply chain. You have to have a certain amount of food stored up. You need the skills and the ability to raise your own food. Those are the critical ones, plus having the ability to filter water, just what we've been talking about all along, and being able to protect yourself from the people that didn't prepare for that. And
if you think gardening is easy, it's not. Gardening is not easy. It's work. Now, it can be enjoyable. It can be rewarding. It can be educational, but still work. We were out there tending the garden last night. You know, it's a race. It's a race between the tomatoes, the peppers, and the weeds. And the weeds are winning. I'm not kidding. It's a race, and the weeds are have more vigor than the tomato plants. And the potatoes, they're great. So we've grown potatoes for, I don't know, most a couple months, and they look wonderful, and we have enough for dinner. John, what I'm saying is it's really work, and if you think that you can just plant some class, if you think you can just plant some seeds, and tomorrow you're going to have tomatoes, peppers, potatoes, carrots, corn, it's a wish. It's not going to happen like that. You need to get on it. You need to grow your garden. You need to learn what works and what doesn't work. You have to do it in order to understand how it works. You have to do it. You just can't read about it. There are plenty of gardening books, and we've got plenty of gardening books. But it's way more than that. Do you agree, John?
Absolutely, and that's the part that concerns me, because I'm here in the middle of a 6 million person metroplex. Excuse me, 7 million person metroplex, and it's not conducive to raising your own food.
Mm-hmm. And as I drive to Springfield, there's a guy I pass his property. He's got like 20 buckets, 25-gallon buckets. And when it's sunny, he carries all these buckets into the sun. When the weather is not conducive to his plants surviving, he carries those 20 buckets, 5-gallon buckets, and puts them undercover, in, out, in, out, in, out, waters them. That's a lot of work. They look great, but Why would anybody do that? Because he doesn't want them to die. They must be really important to him. And I'm sure they are. Because maybe his survival depends on it. And that's the kind of thing you do when your survival depends on your garden. And his garden is just a bunch of buckets. Now, I'm not saying it's bad. I think it's great, and they look great. But it's work. He just didn't plant some tomatoes or some seeds and then come back a couple months later and go, wow, this is working great. No, he's even weeding these buckets. Because you have to. And what about fertilizer, class? Do you have fertilizer? You know, commercial fertilizer in case things get bad and you can't get any manure? Do you have some? I suggest you consider going to the outlet of your choice and get a bag of fertilizer and put it in your garage. Store it where it's, not going to be a problem. Store it safely above the garage floor, Hey, John, will you bring us back from the next break?
Sure.
Thank you. John Reagan's with us. This is USA Prepares. I'm Vin Finelli. Meet up tonight. Jimmy's Egg. Silent Night is hosting. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com. today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got here?
Take my.
When you go
to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, we were talking last hour about what it was like to guest host last week. And one of the problems of switching back and forth is I'll be sitting there listening to intro music and expecting Vincent to come on like he normally does. And, oh, I got to do that. But we've got three more items from hour two that I'd like to try and fit in before the show ends today. The fourth one, speaking of Germany, we were just talking about hyperinflation in Weimar Germany. This article is entitled, "When was the last time German 10-year bond yields went negative?" And it turns out when you look back at a chart of the German 10-year bond since 1807, so for more than 200 years, the bond rate for the most part has been at least 4%. There was an exception, and that exception occurred 1922-1923 when the yield went to zero and the hyperinflation period followed that. Well, we've had the yields fluctuate. It stayed up above 4%. Can't tell the exact date, but roughly around the year 2000, and has been going down, and it's now hitting zero again. So if history does repeat itself, Germany can be looking at hyperinflation coming up in a short period of time. The next link, downward revision coming. This is from Breitbart, Obama administration to revise total GDP growth down 2%. Now, we've talked about how last year they made revisions to the way GDP was calculated, and that under that new revision, if you wanted to approximate what GDP was, you need to subtract about 3% from that. And based on that, many of these new releases of GDP that we've had would be negative, and it takes two quarters in a row to officially call a recession. But by changing the definitions, they've been able to say there is no recession, even though several other indicators say we're already in a recession. And when this gets revised, it'll be interesting to see at a roughly 2% level, they may still be able to say that we're not yet in a recession, but it would mean that we're probably getting closer to officially announcing that there's a recession. And the last one for hour two, the controlled internet. And the U.S. Appeals Court has upheld the Federal Communications Net Neutrality Order. And on the surface, you might think, you know, net neutrality, that's what we want, the net to be neutral and fair to everybody. However, what this decision says is that the internet services will be reclassified to be a common carrier under Title II of the Communications Act of 1934. It also regulates mobile broadband, which includes all your big vendors out there, you know, AT&T, Sprint, Verizon, all of those, as common carriers based on Title III of the Communications Act. So the FCC will be able to regulate the internet in whatever way they see fit. And you can imagine that in a, it's bad enough in the Obama administration, but imagine the Hillary administration. And we no longer have free speech because hate speech has to be taken away. Disagreement with the government has to be taken away. And now they have the vehicle to do that with. And we are out of time. Remember, class, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.